He also adds that we love our neighbor as ourself. We also hear God's will in Jesus saying, come, follow me. His will in terms of us hearing his word, of worshiping him faithfully, of studying that word. But we don't always do it, do we? Not all will be saved. We don't always keep the Ten Commandments as the Lord calls upon us to. And so that we come to recognize that not everything that happens is the Lord's will. If I go out in the cold weather that we've had and don't dress properly and get sick, can I say, well, that's God's will? I don't think so. I think he's given me a mind to dress appropriately and face the elements. God's will. Not everything that happens is according to God's will. If someone gets drunk, takes illicit drugs, goes out and has an accident, injures someone, can we say that that's God's will? His will that they weren't even drunk, but they were driving decently. Or if I drive carelessly and injure somebody or kill somebody, can we say, well, that's God's will? I guess not. You know, sometimes we try to comfort people when there's been an accident, when there's been illness, when there's been death, to say, well, that's God's will, but maybe it's not. And so even though we want it to be most comforting, but we also need to be honest with what God's word shares with us. Not everything is God's will. Was it God's will that Adam and Eve would fall into sin? Obviously not. Was it God's will that King David would commit adultery with Bathsheba or have her husband killed? Again, obviously not. Was it God's will that Judas would betray Jesus and then end up committing suicide? Again, obviously not. And so we need to be careful as to what we assign as, well, that's God's will. We recognize that at times in the Old Testament, God would cause illness, plagues, trouble, even taken off into captivity because of their disobedience, to discipline them, but also to test them. Are they going to be a proud people? And that applies for us as individuals also. And to say, I can do all things in my way? Or is it that it's a call for us to recognize our helplessness, our dependence on the Lord, our trusting in him? So that we can say with Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Or to say, as James encourages us, yes, make your plans, but then also add, if God is willing. Obviously, we think of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying that God would take away this cup of suffering from him. If there was any other way that he could save the world than going through that, would God provide that? And yet ends up saying, not my will, but thine be done. And then got up, went to the cross, because he recognized that God's will was right and was best for him. And so the call for us, how do we do God's will? You know, asking the question as St. Paul did, Lord, what do you want me to do? How does God want me to live? And so I've got some choices to make. You know, whether it's in business dealings or just any other kinds of dealings, will I be completely honest? Or will I be a little shady here to make the best deal, even if it means cheating a little bit? If I come upon someone in need, do I help them? Or do I ignore them and their plight? If I have the opportunity to do some gossiping, do I stick with the truth and God's way? Do I forgive? Or do I hold on to the grudge? And so the question, what would God want me to do? If Jesus were in this situation, what would he choose? We know about the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but then also about the unholy Trinity, the devil, the world, our own sinful flesh, and to recognize how much they want us to not follow God's will, but rather to follow the sinful will. Don't excuse it and say, you know, sin isn't really all that bad. I mean, if other people are doing it, then my doing it can't be so bad either. Besides, you got to get out and live a little bit and enjoy life and not be so structured as Jesus would want us to be, as he says, to follow him. Am I willing to do God's will or to do my will? In a couple of weeks, we'll be entering upon Lent. And we know that during the trial of Jesus, the people had to make a choice. Jesus or Barabbas? Jesus who says, come and follow me. Come and live a proper, decent life following the Ten Commandments. But I also promise you great pleasures and blessings forevermore. Or to choose Barabbas. Barabbas a criminal, Barabbas a murderer. Would they want to put up with Jesus, or would they want to take their chances with someone like Barabbas and his kind who might come and harm them? What kind of choices do we make as we live as the people of God? We recognize we don't always follow Jesus as we should. We don't keep the Ten Commandments. We don't keep away from those things that we recognize as being wrong. And so we sing and we pray, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. And then the good news that the Lord comes to strengthen us, comes to assure us that as he died on that cross, as he rose again, that he won the victory over sin and death and Satan. And he gives us that victory, he gives us that intent, that strength to say no to sin, no to temptation, no to the devil, but to say yes to the Lord's will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, who does God's will in heaven? Well, we know of the believers that are there who have died, singing God's praises. We know of the angels who are there, certainly singing God's praises, but then also going out and serving God's people, protecting God's people. Also, at times, having messages for God's people. And so as we say that we want to be doing God's will also, as the angels do above, than as we go forth to care about God's people, as we go forth to share the message of His grace and mercy, as we go to live even as those in heaven. I ask you to turn to your bulletin, either to the front page or to the middle of the liturgy, and we'll read through again the explanation of the third petition. I'll read the title of the petition and the questions, and you respond. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean?
The good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also.
How is God's will done?
God's will is done when He breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which He do not want us to hallow God's name or let His kingdom come, and when He strengthens and keeps us firm in His word and faith until we die. This is His good and gracious will.
I invite you to stand as we turn to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we know your will toward us is gracious and good. We have that good word in your Son, Jesus, and we believe him. Your will is more important than ours. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, let your will be made known to all the earth. Send your Spirit into the hearts of people that may believe in your Son Jesus and so fulfill your will. It is your will that none should perish, but all turn to you and be saved. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.